Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Kedoshim. This week's portion starts with the command, or the promise, "You will be holy because I am holy." The question of holiness is probably the one thing that really bothers every person in the world who wants to be close to is God. The holiness, being a holy person, unfortunately, at these days, shows itself in many ways. For some people, being holy means to meditate on a mountain and grow your hair. Don't feel connected to your body and just be in a mindfulness position doing yoga somewhere. For others, being holy means to commit rituals on a daily basis and fill your life with meanings from the moment you wake up till the morning you go to sleep. For others, to be holy means to kill others and fight in the name of your God and your religion and prove that everybody else in the world is wrong and you're the one to be right and everybody needs to bow down and connect with your God. And that's the holiness. Many religions, what is our perspective, Judaism perspective about holiness? Starting with the words, Kedushim tiyu kekadosh ani, be holy because I am holy. We tend to ask these questions in every stage of our life. What is this holiness we are trying to achieve? When you read this weekly portion, you will figure out the answer. And the answer, I must say, it's a bit disappointing. Because holiness, according to what this week commands, talk about mundane day-to-day life. How to act with your friends, with your followers, in your business, with your family. What you should eat, what you should practice, but very simple things. Nothing about meditation, no big sacrifice. Holiness, such a big word. I would assume it will, you know, prove us to do great things that nobody would imagine. I think that reading this portion is not enough. The commentaries, the sages say, when was this portion told to the people? And the answer is Akel. Akel. It's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of gathering the people. Every seventh year in the year of Shemitah, in the Sukkot after that, there is a gathering that all the people need to come to Jerusalem and hear a couple of verses, a couple of chapters of important messages that the people need to hear. It's like a reminder of the important things in life. And in this gathering, they would call, be holy. That moment, the realization that holiness connects to the mundane way that we help and we work and we just, you know, conduct our life, plus the fact that it's connected to all the people of Israel in one place, shows us a great, magnificent chidush, new understanding about holiness. If you would think that holiness means to be isolated and be a holy person living in a different world, it's the complete opposite. Being holy in that perspective is make a holy society, make a living, make people a community that gathers together and everybody, maybe in one word meanings, try to think not only about himself. Self. This is probably the one thing that connects all the dots of what does it mean to be holy. It's connect about the way you conduct yourself with your family. When you put yourself in the center, you are always right. It's you or your neighbor, it's you. It's you or your wife, it's you. It's always you. When you decide what to do according to what you wish to do right now, it's already taking your desires, your lower desires, into place. You don't think of what you want, it's what you feel you want to do. And those moments of realization, we're talking about a holy nation, brings back also the atmosphere of our time. This week portion is always being read around the time of the Holocaust Memorial Day we just passed, and the Memorial Day of the Fallen Soldier and Yom HaTzmaut. Building a holy society. That was the goal of the Jewish people, even in exile. because we could not do it on a nation perspective. We waited to come back to our land and build ourselves this holy society. When you look at the Jewish history and you see people living in shtetl, in a nice village, they always try to make the best for themselves. They waited for the moment that they can find the place on the planet to make it a place that can contribute to the world. And indeed, in the days we're going to come and see in Yom HaTzmaut, we're always going to talk about how much the people of Israel contributed to the world. May it be Nobel Prize that are involved without a huge percentage are Jewish people, or just innovation and different things that happened from this land. This probably was also one of the reasons why anti-Semitism struck us all over the world. To see a society that the command, that the goal, the necessity of life is to be holy, such a demand that sometimes doesn't look well. Are you trying to be holier than everybody? How can you build a society of people that are holy? In a place that everybody talks about and thinks about themselves, I want to take more. I'm always in a combat. I always want to be in a competition with others. To be in a society that thinks about the elders, that thinks about how you need to reach to your pocket and give to your brothers and your sister to help the world and to make the world a better place. There's no greater place, greater thoughts of giving to yourself, to society, when we see the victims of the Holocaust that died purely because of the reason they were Jewish. The name of being this person who dies because of his belief, in Hebrew we call it Kiddush Hashem. To sanctify God's name, sanctify Kadosh, it's the same word. Being holy and sanctified, that is the purpose. And more than that, it's what's going to come in the next day. People that were willing to build a society in the name of this society, this homeland, this country, they were taking a gun and they would charge into the enemy. They would fight and they would make the battle for the life and the existence of this society, dying in the name of that society. It also connects itself to Yom HaTzmaut. And this is where it gets tricky, because many people look at the state of Israel and see, ask themselves, is it a holy place? Is this the place we were waiting for all those years? Is sometimes when you walk around, it doesn't look so holy. We believe that God brought us to this land, and the establishment of this land and the state wasn't necessarily by the most holy people, but we're going to get there. Rav Kook explained this story with people who are digging a well, and they're digging for water, and it's hard, and it's difficult, and the earth there is so strong, but they're digging and they're digging. There's one group who looks at it and says, there's no water there, we are living. The second group continue to dig, continue, there is water, but it's just a really slow stream, and the water are muddy, they're black, they're not good, they're not tasty. Then this is where the second group is going to say, it's not holy, it's not good, we're living. Only when the third group believes in the potential and continue to dig and continue to drive more, then the sweet, pure water are going to come. After 2,000 years of exile, coming back and establishing the society of holiness we are hoping for is not going to be an easy task. It's not going to be an easy mission. But we believe that we are digging in the right place that God gave us. He gave us the rules and the regulations and the hope of building a society of holy people. And in that name we fight. In that name, people died in the Holocaust. People died for protecting Israel. And in that name we pray and praise the God, the Lord, in the day of Yom HaTzmaut, saying we live in the greatest moment of Jewish people returning to the land, establishing the ability of a holy society in our land, a place we waited for 2,000 years. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom and a happy Yom HaTzmaut.